Hello, fellow rebel capitalists. Hope you're well. So we've got some breaking news in financial markets. Jerome Powell came out today and basically announced that in the next Fed meeting, a 50 basis point hike was on the table. And the markets did not like this at all. And I went to a couple websites, and I believe that the mortgage rates on a 30-year fixed are now obviously not at all-time highs, or well, I should say all-time highs maybe for the last few years. But they've I'd be curious to know when the last time interest rates were this high on mortgages. I would say maybe, what, three? I'm just trying to think. But regardless, relative to the last year, interest rates have exploded higher. That's really what I'm trying to say. Okay, first and foremost, let's get into the mortgage rates, because I know that's important to a lot of the viewers. So this is from Nerd Wallet, and mortgage rates as of today up to 5.23% on a 30-year fixed rate loan. So this is obviously important because it's going to decrease the purchasing power for people that will buy homes today or in the future. And I think it also incentivizes people to sell their home now while they have got the chance. And then it pulls demand forward from the future. So when we get to that future date, how much demand is actually going to be there, especially if rates continue to rise. So now let's go to CNBC. So here is Jerome Powell. And let's actually go to this article quickly. Powell says taming inflation absolutely essential and a 50 basis point hike possible for May. So Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, and by the way, I think we talked about this yesterday, Bullard came out and was saying that he would like to raise rates to 3.5% by the end of 2022. So that means Fed funds at 3.5%, not the 10-year treasury. So you just think about what would happen to mortgage rates if Fed funds was at 3.5%, or think what would happen to the NASDAQ or these tech stocks if the Fed funds is at 3.5%. So key talking points here. Jerome Powell said on Thursday, central bank is committed to raising rates expeditiously to bring down inflation. That could mean a rate hike of 50 basis points in May as prices rise at their fastest pace in more than 40 years. It's absolutely essential to restore price stability, he said. Now let's go over to how the market responded. And let's get back to the CNBC homepage. And let me refresh just to make sure we've got the data as recent as possible. So we go to the US, and let me go to a chart, actually, the Dow, because the Dow was up quite a bit on the day. So if I can go to a daily chart, here you go. So the Dow was, I don't know how high it was. I believe it was up probably 300, 400 points, something like that. And then it just comes straight down as Powell got done speaking, because the market does not like these higher interest rates. And I mean, if they don't like the 50 basis point hike, what are they going to think about rates being at 3.5%? I mean, he's just talking about taking rates up to 75 basis points. What happens when they're 350 basis points? Not that they'll be able to get there, but who knows? I think they'll keep raising rates until they break the market. That's most likely, in my opinion. So the NASDAQ was down over 2% on this news, as you can imagine, because that's the market that's most sensitive to higher interest rates. Now, what's great news for Bitcoin investors is you would expect Bitcoin to trade with the NASDAQ as though it's tied in the hip like it has. And if we go over to crypto, it went down. Sorry, Bitcoiners. I checked this, like, I could have sworn I looked at this a half hour ago. Maybe I was looking at a page that wasn't refreshed, because Bitcoin was actually up on the day. So I was going to say that's great news for Bitcoiners, because for me, that's kind of the catalyst. That's when I'm going to get more bullish on Bitcoin, is when it decouples from risk assets such as the NASDAQ. Sorry to get your hopes up, guys. Looks like it's still tied at the hip. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. So let's go to oil, and it looks like the market's closed. I think oil was up on the day, which really surprises me. And then gold, I believe, was down on the day slightly. And I guess it's saying unchanged because it's after hours. Now, bonds, the 10-year trading at 2.9%. And let's shoot over to the 2-year. That's trading at 2.67%. So although the 10-year is up close to 3% and it has steepened over the last couple weeks, today looks like it flattened out a little bit. But I think the big story on Powell suggesting that they're going to raise interest rates faster is really the stock market, more specifically the NASDAQ and the housing market, because I understand the supply side of the equation is very tight in housing. But at a certain point, you can destroy enough demand to where nominal prices come down. I'm not predicting that nominal prices will come down. Over the long run, I am predicting that prices will come down in real terms. But in nominal prices, they continue to go up forever, really, or almost forever. You know what I'm saying. So I think that this is just one step closer to demand being destroyed enough to where nominal prices actually start to come down. And then the question becomes, if that happens, then what happens to the economy? Or even if the stock market starts to come down, then what happens to the economy? Then what happens to the housing market? Because I think that the stock market really equals a lot of the purchasing power that we see in the housing market. So if housing market is, let's just say, at 100 right now, or demand purchasing power for housing is at 100 right now. If the stock market goes down by 50%, not going to be at 100 anymore. That would have the same effect as interest rates, mortgage rates going up to 8 or 9%, 10%. So we've got all of these variables at play. And I guess the next question after that becomes, if they do raise rates enough to break something, whether it's the economy, the stock market, starting to break the housing market, because again, that takes a long time to come to fruition. But if they do that, then what's the response going to be? And what is CPI going to be at the time when they break the market? Because it's a big difference between CPI being at 10% or 11% and the CPI being back down at 5% or trending down. If it's trending down, then I think, they start QE again, they take interest rates, maybe they even take them negative. Maybe that's what the options market was predicting on the euro dollar futures. I discussed that in a whiteboard video the other day. Jeff Snyder and Mike Green were talking about that, how the options that are in the money, if the Fed takes rates negative, the price on those options, therefore the demand, is exploding higher. So that would lead you to believe that the market is placing a higher and higher probability of the Fed breaking the market. And once they break the market, taking rates negative. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that mortgage rates will go to all-time lows, because if the Fed isn't buying those mortgage-backed securities, if they're not increasing the size of their balance sheet that way, maybe they're just buying treasuries, who knows what they'll do, the market is still going to have to keep those mortgage-backed securities on their balance sheet. And that's going to mean that future inflation expectations are going to come into play. So even if they take rates negative, mortgage rates might not go down. We'll have to see how this plays out. And then, of course, another big variable there is the government's response to the Fed breaking the market. Do they come out with a CARES Act 2.0? If inflation is at 10, 11%, probably not. If it's at 5% trending down, probably. And they probably implement that through a central bank digital currency as far as getting those stimmy checks out. And then we just go down that rabbit hole of a social credit score and everything else that we talk about on this channel. So main takeaway here is Jerome is hinting as though a 50 basis point hike may be on the table, and maybe they'll hike rates faster than even I thought they would. And we'll have to see how far they can hike them until something breaks, and then what the response will be to the market collapse or the downturn or the recession that is created in the economy or the potential downturn in the housing market. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you on the next video.